preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Yeah, the woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a
four-wheel. I don't have a shotgun, I don't have a rifle, or I don't have a four-wheel drive. But we do have a radio show. This is the Trump Phenomenon radio show. And the date today is, looking over at my satellite weather station, April 22nd, 2024. James Kelso here. With this live show, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, you're welcome to call in at 512-248-8252. And the here we are on a fine Monday. Wow, what's the temperature right now? 60 degrees up here in North Dakota. Early evening. It's wonderful. And I hope it's wonderful where you are. It wasn't so wonderful this Saturday. It was wonderful in a way. Donald Trump was scheduled to speak in Wilmington, North Carolina, and he was flying at 30,000 feet, talking to the crowd down below him on the ground with lightning and thunder and storm clouds, and the control tower saying, don't land. And so Donald Trump was very apologetic, speaking to the crowd over the loudspeakers. And one of those rare events where Donald Trump had to cancel the event. So people who drove from all over the place, and they, you know, I can tell you this, if you go to a Trump event, a lot of the event is the people at the event. And so they got all of that. They stood, waited, some people getting there the day before, most of them early that day at Wilmington Airport. And so they had a heck of a nice Saturday with all of their fellow patriots from all over the U.S. But I don't have any audio of a Trump, of a barn burner speech by Trump, because he wasn't a Mother Nature intervened, and he wasn't able to give a speech. His next speech, his next event, will be in New Jersey, in Cape May, New Jersey, at Wildwood Beach. Wow, that's going to be fun. So the let's get into the news tonight. Well, here's a good, a cheery thing. You know, I'm a big fan of TruthSocial.com, and it is wonderful. I've been a big fan since the get-go, and it is a wonderful social media platform. Devin Nunes is in charge, former congressman, and patriot congressman, who shifted from that job to the Truth Social job. And they're opening video and, you know, all sorts of streaming services and so on are being cooked up. And Donald Trump had good news today. He will receive a bonus. He's the major stockholder in the company, which is listed on the NASDAQ exchange as DJT, his initials. Isn't it nice that those were available? Not many such combinations of initials are available on NASDAQ. His was, and he his stock is trading today, closed today at $35.50 a share. And that's about the mid-range trading range that it's held for the last, let me go look at it here, looking at the chart. Since it went public, which is about 2 months ago, it immediately shot up. It was trading when it was sort of blocked from going public by various machinations of the Biden cabal. It was trading around $17 a share for the longest time. And don't you wish you'd bought some then? In fact, let me go back a year ago. Let me see what the chart shows a year ago. Oh, you could have bought a stock for $12 a share back on in June of 2023. Oh, that would have been nice. But then it shot up in February, and it has traded pretty much in this range. This is pretty much the mid-range median that's been trading the last couple of months, $35.50 today. And Donald Trump is scheduled. Here's the exciting news. I just lost it. Where was it? He's scheduled to receive a whole bunch of shares as a bonus. And I was just looking at it. Silly me, I clicked away from it. And now I can't remember the total. I was just about to write it down. I think it's 1.5 million shares, or no, 36 million shares. I obviously can't remember what the number was. Well, I will encounter it again over the course of the evening, but it's a lot of money. Oh, here it is. Yes, 36 million shares at $35.50 a share. So that amounts to 36 million, 360 million, a billion. It's $1 billion. A cool billion. And it couldn't go to a better guy. And so that's good news. Yeah, the value here, somebody else did the calculation. $1.2 billion. Tomorrow he will receive that. Well, he certainly needs that infusion of financial good news, because there. I read an estimate this week that the legal fees that Donald Trump has been compelled to incur in the lawfare persecution, kangaroo court, witch trial, star chamber, the Bianca basement conditions he's had to endure have amounted to $75 million in the last few months. $75 million. Maybe several months sometime, but that's a lot of change. So he can sure use $1.2 billion. All right. Other things we're covering. Let me go to my notes here. Let me uncover my notes I've been taking for today's show. Oh, boy. I wonder if I can find this Marjorie Taylor Greene piece. Oh, is Marjorie Taylor Greene wonderful? And let me look in my tabs to see if they are there. Let's see. Marjorie Taylor Greene, where are you? Look in my bookmarks. Look in my... Well, I sure hope I have this saved for you. I wonder if this is it. No, that's not it. Well, I'll try to find this for you. Wonderful, wonderful. 5 minutes by Marjorie Taylor Greene on the floor of the House. It struck me so forcefully. I can even remember the minutes. It was 5 minutes and 12 seconds of Marjorie Taylor Greene unleashed. And I'm searching for it now on one of my favorite websites. I gave you this recently, citizenfreepress.com. And these wonderful, you know, this is like Republic Broadcasting Network. These wonderful websites appear generally have one, two, three people who are the spark plugs who make it go, who pay the bills and do the work. And there are a few of these websites out there. Citizen Free Press is one. Revolver.news is another. TheGatewayPundit.com is another. And Real America's Voice is another. Real America's Voice, R-A-V. Which I watch on distro.tv, distro.tv. And you can find all kinds of good stuff there. The story that's got everybody's hair on fire is the Mike Johnson story. And this is the biggest. Charlie Kirk interviewed Congressman Thomas Massie today. Wonderful interview. And see if I whether I have that. Okay. Whence are these things disappearing? Well, anyway, so in this interview, Charlie Kirk, it was so depressing. He asked Congressman Thomas Massie, who, by the way, was the first person to back up Marjorie Taylor Greene in her motion to vacate. The third backup is Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona. So those three, put those three on your Christmas list as real patriots. MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massie. These people are the real deal. And I know, you know, you're like me. There's so much betrayal now when somebody says, wow, this guy's a real patriot. This one's really good. You go, you have to just go, let's see about that. Well, on these three, you don't have to see about it. We've already seen Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massie, and Paul Gosar. All of them wanting Mike Johnson to be thrown out on his ass. And Mike Johnson, truly, Charlie Kirk agrees, Tucker Carlson agrees, Steve Bannon agrees, Jack Posobiec agrees. You can go down the list of the greatest patriots we've got. They all agree. Mike Johnson is a traitor. Mike Johnson, formerly a pissant congressman from Louisiana, suddenly vaulted into the speakership of the House. And Charlie Kirk asked Thomas Massie, remember, is a colleague of Mike Johnson. He's not like a political hothead like myself or a blabbermouth like myself. He's a U.S. congressman. He sits, you know, in the same chamber as Mike Johnson, knows Mike Johnson. And he had some really nasty things to say about Mike Johnson. One of them was, Charlie Kirk said, well, look, if Mike Johnson, of course, just in the last 2 weeks has betrayed us patriots numerous times. He has gone out of his way, the Speaker of the House, out of his way, unbidden, to sabotage the patriot cause. He has slipped the dagger into the ribs of the patriot cause numerous times. So his latest perfidy was the vote on $61 billion for Volodymyr, Mr. Corruption, Zelensky. And he didn't need to take this vote. He didn't need to force. He forced the vote. He forced it. Now, this, see, the American public is being screwed. A and has been for decades by the House, because everything is done in a very convoluted, arcane fashion that John and Jane Smith will never understand. It's purposely designed that way, so that you don't know what's going on. But what's happened is, and Kirk is on it, Bannon's on it, they're all on it. The U.S. government has been in complete betrayal of the American people for decades. And the only little bit of good news coming out of this now is that it's so stark, it's so obvious. Mike Johnson really ripped the mask off. And Charlie Kirk asked Thomas Massie, he said, Congressman Massie, is the situation we're facing here that Mike Johnson was a sleeper? Was he just lurking in the bushes waiting for his opportunity to reveal the real Mike Johnson, the real neocon, neoliberal, uniparty Mike Johnson? And Thomas Massie said, yes. Yes. I mean, that's a devastating statement to make. And but it's obvious. Mike Johnson, his betrayal is even greater than that of Kevin McCarthy. But it serves to, and for, I watched Charlie Kirk as he was broadcasting live, as he got over on his desk, the news came into him, the news flash from Congress, that Mike Johnson had just cast not the tie-breaking vote, but the tie-making vote in the House to get the $61 billion into the World War III promotion bill. That's what I would call it. Because Andy Biggs's amendment to stop that money had won 212 to 211. He had won. And then Mike Johnson's vote comes in, making it 212 to 212. Mike Johnson voting no. We're not going to vote for the Biggs. Andy Biggs, Patriot Amendment to stop money to Ukraine. And a cloud came over Charlie Kirk's face. He said, I got to look at this. Let me, you could see him reading. He's talking. Man, he's amazing. What a genius. He's clearly reading his screen while he's talking on another subject. He's got that much mental horsepower. But he was digesting what Mike Johnson had just done, and he was taken aback. And he very quickly, within a matter of minutes, you could see Charlie Kirk's mind was made up. We have a traitor who's the head of the House, the only body that the Republican Party, quote unquote, controls. It turns out now we don't control them. Because Charlie Kirk asked Thomas Massie today, he said, have we lost control of the House? Is it now a House controlled by the Democrats? Did Mike Johnson just do something that no speaker has ever before done? Did a Republican speaker turn over control of the rules? See, this is what we as the public, this is kept from us. The lying press won't tell us about this arcana. But Mike Johnson did this. He turned the rules over to, what's his name, Hakeem? What kind of a name is that? Hakeem Jeffries, who's the head of the Democrat Party, minority leader. He is in control now because Mike Johnson is seeking majority votes based not on a majority of Republicans, but on the totality of the Democrats and then some Republicans. In other words, the Democrats are in control of the House. We'll come back to that all-important topic right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
I can get riled. Well, I'll tell you somebody that can get riled. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, I just found, I was hoping, boy, I found it. And here she is speaking on Saturday. This is the day that Mike Johnson stuck the knife in the ribs of patriots. And I mean, he really stuck the knife in the ribs. This is really big treason. Treason by Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson should not only be thrown out of the speakership, he should be vacated from the chair. He should be thrown out of Congress. And the unfortunate citizens of the Louisiana 4th Congressional District, which includes Shreveport and DeRidder, they're in the northwestern part of Louisiana, they should, I don't know whether it's too late for them to get a good candidate to primary Mike Johnson. Okay, so let's listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Really listen to this. This is the best we've got in government right now.
Gentlewoman from Georgia.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My amendment today would drive the bill for Ukraine take each dollar amount in this act is hereby reduced to zero. You see, the United States taxpayer has already sent $113 billion to Ukraine, and a lot of that money is unaccounted for. This is a continuance of a sick business model that the American government continues. The federal government continues to fund the military-industrial complex, and this is a business model that requires Congress to continue to vote for money, to continue to fund foreign wars. And this is a business model the American people do not support. They don't support a business model built on blood and murder and war in foreign countries, while this very government does nothing to secure our border. The American people are over $34 trillion in debt, and the debt is rising by over $40 billion every single night while we all sleep. But yet nothing is done to secure our border or reduce our debt. Inflation has driven out of control. Americans are suffering every single day. They can hardly afford their grocery bills. They can hardly afford gas in their car. They can hardly afford rent. And now mortgage payments are well over $3,000, where they were only just over $1,700 3 years ago. The youngest generation, young adults, don't even think they're going to be able to buy a home in their lifetime. And today in Congress, the most important thing that this body thinks should be done is to send another $61 billion to a war in Ukraine that the American people by 70% do not support. Mind you, this comes on the very heels of Monday being April 15th, tax day, where every single American had to scrounge up their money and send their dollars in to the IRS. Or some of them had to file extensions because they weren't ready and didn't have the money to pay their taxes. But today, this body says the most important thing we can do, no, is not reduce spending. That's not it. Not to do anything to drive down inflation. Oh, no, we can't do that for the American people. It's not to secure our own border that is invaded every single day, by people from over 160 different countries. No, don't secure the American border. Let everyone in. We have over 1.8 million known gotaways. We don't know who these people are. And yet you have members of this body talking big and tough about, oh, we have to defeat Russia. Oh, we have to protect Ukraine. But yet all of you are unwilling to protect the American citizens that pay your paycheck, pay the light bills in this building, and pay for this entire federal government. For what? For nothing. Ukraine is not even a member of NATO. Ukraine is not a member of NATO. But the most important thing you hear in Washington, D.C. is, oh, we have to spend Americans' hard-earned tax dollars over to Ukraine and keep the money going to continue to murder Ukrainians, wipe out an entire generation of Ukrainian men so that there are widows, there are fatherless orphans, there are not enough men to work in their industries. Oh, but you really support Ukraine.
Okay, now I'm just going to interrupt her for a second. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? I mean, we patriots deserve a government that has plenty of Marjorie Taylor Greens in it, but we don't have that, do we? I mean, she is so special. And it's, of course, even worse than what she just laid out. We're not just paying our money to destroy Ukraine. We're destroying more than that. We'll be back in just a moment with James, by the way. James in Vancouver will be with us right after this.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be, and no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big
and with us is James in Vancouver. Hi, James.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Marjorie Taylor Greene, when you said I can get riled.
she's
doing her job.
Yeah, she's my kind of woman and my kind of patriot. I wish there were more men with the fortitude of Marjorie Taylor Greene. And so let's continue. She's on, I'll just set the picture for you folks. She's in the well in the House of Representatives speaking on Saturday, April 20th. This is the day of perfidy, day that will live in infamy, when Mike Johnson fully, I mean fully, betrayed. He didn't need to do it. As Speaker of the House, he did not need to advance the Pelosi-Schumer agenda at all. He could have stopped it dead in its tracks. He had the power to do that, and he elected, unbidden, out of his own devious, perverse mind, treasonous mind, He stabbed Patriot Republicans in the back. Now, after lying to them, how did he ascend to the speakership? He came out of nowhere. If you remember, there was a fight.
We know
between...
who bought him. We know who bought him. Who's who got?
Well,
who did
yeah,
he,
I mean,
who,
yeah. Yeah, he was, he's been bought by the. But now Charlie Kirk asked that question today. That very question: who bought him?
Really?
And Charlie Kirk said, "Thomas Massey, is it not that he was bought? You know, all of a sudden, this week, or this last 2 weeks." He said, has it been that maybe we're now finding out who Mike Johnson was all along? And what he was
yeah.
doing was lying low in the weeds while he was a lowly congressman from Northwest Louisiana. He was saying, you know, conservative things. For instance, for months, he's been saying over to Charlie Kirk himself, to Charlie Kirk's ears on the phone. Mike Johnson said there will not be a penny for Ukraine unless the U.S. border is secured. He said that those exact words to
right.
hundreds, thousands of people.
Right.
That's right. He didn't mean it at all. But then when
sometimes
he got
while bearing false witness.
Yeah, yeah. Now, interestingly, Mike Johnson is a very much holier than thou. Claims to be a Christian and of a Pentecostal variety. I forgot the name of he's part
of a Louisiana boy.
A Christian
Louisiana boy.
He's part of a Christian movement that includes.
Oh yeah,
I read an article on a number of very well known people, and he's been milking this, pretending to be this evangelical, and it turns out. It's all a big lie. And when he finally, the moment his ship comes in and he's in power now, he's not just flapping his lips. Now he's banging the gavel and making things happen. And he goes, here's what Thomas Massey, the Republican congressman, he said, we have a Democrat House now. Mike Johnson might as well be the Democrat leader. And
I was going to say, he might as well be AOC. She would have approved all that money.
Right. But here's
nothing
something
different
that,
between. Yeah. Go
here's
ahead.
The depth of perfidy. You know, we were familiar with Kevin McCarthy doing bad things. But here's something. Here's a depth reached by Mike Johnson. Even Kevin McCarthy never plumbed this depth. Mike Johnson has been made an appeal, which no speaker ever has done, is to cross the aisle. You see, as a speaker, he's got a Republican majority, so he's in charge of the Republican conference, and he's in charge of the Republican controlled rules committee, where the rules are made for every vote, and he controls that's considered the speaker's committee, and they decide whether something, for instance, is allowed to come up for a vote. So he doesn't have to take a vote on something that Hakeem Jeffries wants, or any of the other demon rats, or Nancy Pelosi. He can simply deny it coming to the floor. And that's what he should have done with $61 billion for Ukraine, with not a penny expended on securing our border. He had the full power to do that. Instead, he went across the aisle, met behind the backs of his Republican peers, made a deal with Hakeem Jeffries so that the Democrats, every single Democrat, voted for the Mike Johnson Ukraine bill. Every single Democrat. Now, I mean, and 100 Republicans, traitors all, including my congressman, Kelly Armstrong, voted for $61 billion for Ukraine. And
Donald Trump thinks of him? Do we know? Has Donald Trump said anything?
Okay, now you raise an interesting topic for discussion tonight. And this troubles me. This, you know, I'm not happy with this. Donald Trump should have detected that Mike Johnson was a fraud. And he should also have detected that the Ukraine $61 billion thing is an absolute catastrophe, opposed by overwhelmingly by patriots, overwhelmingly opposed, hated, despised. But Donald Trump did not get that right. Donald Trump, he didn't condemn it. He didn't do a rah-rah cheer. You know, he didn't sound like Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi. But he supported Mike Johnson. And here was part of the real fiasco that occurred during this last week. Mike Johnson, this snake, rat, worm, this Mike Johnson engineered a meeting right when all this, the dagger was about to be inserted in our backs. He scheduled a meeting with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. It was a setup. So he got up to the microphone and he's going on and on about how, you know, how patriotic he is. And then he's going to send $61 billion to Ukraine. He's going to renew the FISA authorization. But he didn't just renew, and that, the FISA authorization, folks, is the power, the unconstitutional power, whereby Christopher Wray and the other criminals in the FBI are bringing down Donald Trump. That's their unlawful spying.
They're going to stab Trump in the back.
Yeah,
they're
Mike Johnson.
Trump in the back.
Mike Johnson passed a reauthorization on his single vote because he brought it to a tie. His vote made it 212 to 212, and in the House or in any legislative body, when something's tied, it fails. And so 212 to 212, the bill from the congressman from Arizona failed. And that led to a reauthorization of the FISA bill. But it was worse than that. Congressman Turner, who's the head of the, I think, the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Turner, I think is his name, and Charlie Kirk said today, and Thomas Massey, Congressman Massey, agreed, anything Mike Turner supports, you automatically know you must oppose. It's that bad. This is a leading Republican in the House. Anything he supports, you must oppose. It's that bad.
That's why MTG would make a good president right about now.
Yes.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
And the FISA
them
was
all
not
to the
only
woods, yes.
Yeah, the FISA was not only reauthorized by Mike Johnson by his maneuvering, it was enhanced, it was upgraded, it was supercharged, and then he does this with the $61 billion for Ukraine. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, we're going to go back to her in a moment. Who wants to hear Kelso when they can hear Greene? But when she says this is murder. These people have blood on their hands. They might as well be murdering an entire generation of Ukrainians. That's true. But it's worse than that.
Send them to Bethesda Naval Hospital for examination, and maybe they'll do the high dive off the 15th floor.
Yeah. But it's worse than that. Because the people being murdered, prospectively, are all of us. This is definitely flirting with World War III. There's no question.
And that's what the globalists want.
Yeah, now get this. Steve Bannon today on his show, boy, did he go there. He said this. He said, all of America's Bolsheviks hate Russia. Now listen carefully to what he's saying, because there's stuff in between the lines here. All of America's Bolsheviks hate Russia. And he said they hate Russia so much they are willing to risk World War III, which would be total annihilation of all of us.
Yeah.
And then he said,
I can see that there's going to be one heck of a lot of money being made between the weapons dealers supplying Israel and the United States and Iran.
Well, this is senior that. That's huge. People, the corruption of money, of course. But this is moral turpitude. that he said the Bolsheviks, remember, who threw the Bolsheviks out of Russia? Oh, it was the Russian people. It wasn't us. The Russian people finally got sick enough of the Bolsheviks that they threw them out on their sorry asses. Well, now they're here in the United States. They now control the United States. And they, as revenge, they are willing, they are so burning with revenge and hatred, they're willing to risk your life and even their own, the whole world, to destroy the country they hate, which is Russia and the Russian people. They hate them. And so now,
well, they want the market back. They want the market back.
Well, it's worse than that. Well, this is the sheer desire for death, lust for death.
Yeah,
this is beyond finance, beyond making money, beyond logic. This is irrational hatred. And so Steve Bannon asked this. He said, this is his exact phrase. He said, inquiring minds. He said, why? Why do the Bolsheviks want to risk World War III? Why? And they said, inquiring minds want to know. Those were exact words. And folks, you can fill in the blanks on that syllogism there. Inquiring minds want to know why the Bolsheviks are willing to risk everything, destroy our civilization, destroy our country, bring it all down. They hate the people who threw them out of the Soviet Union. So it's amazing. These questions are being asked now in broad daylight. And it's very good to see this sort of thing happening. But here, shut up, Kelso. Let's listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Here she is. We go back to her. Resuming.
Wow, what kind of support is that? It's repulsive. You know, shame on the American government. Shame on the American government. If we support our military, support our military. We should be funding to build up our weapons and ammunition, not to send it over to foreign countries to kill foreign peoples. And if this body was worth what it claims to be, what it is, every single one of us would be demanding peace in Ukraine between these countries, peace for these people, so that no more of them have to die. But you never hear anybody demanding peace. No. Peace is the last thing Washington wants because it doesn't fit the business model. This is a business model that they say continues our economy, protects American jobs. What a disgusting business model. We should have a business model that builds up our American companies and American jobs to serve American interests. And our military and our government should care about protecting the national security of the United States of America and the Americans that pay their hard-earned tax dollars to fund all of this. America last. America last. That's all this is. Every single day, America last.
Gentlewoman's time has expired.
I yield.
America last. And what's coming up, James? Here's what I'm seeing. Steve Bannon is realizing it. Charlie Kirk's realizing it. And also Donald Trump. We could, you know, there's that famous book, The Education of Henry James, famous book in American history. We're witnessing the education of Donald Trump because he's learning the hard way that how bad it really is. And you have to understand, sympathize with him. Some of us are further ahead in this understanding than others.
Trump is being used.
But a key thing here is that even Charlie Kirk, even Steve Bannon, even Tucker Carlson, we're finding out that the depth of depravity of what Steve Bannon called the Bolsheviks is, and he said that today. He went there. He said it today. The Bolsheviks, what's motivating them? It's evil. Pure evil. It's not the desire to make money. I mean, that's there too. But they're willing to risk death for themselves, their own children, for all of us, in order to bring down in the person of Donald Trump. Donald Trump represents what they hate about Russia, what they hate about you. Donald Trump is the person who could save Western civilization. And that's the other thing that they hate. They hate Western civilization. And they're out of their minds. They're two things going on. They're insane, A, and they're evil, B. And when you see Jamie Raskin, that's what you're looking at. Insane, evil. Chuck you, Schumer. Let me look at my... we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Kalwara Shilaji, Fact Bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yogavaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is God's country. And the, I'm noticing, I was talking about Charlie Kirk, and he is one of the geniuses of our time. His radio show, I just was looking up here on an article about Charlie Kirk. His podcast, his radio show, is carried by Salem Broadcasting now. And Salem stands out to me as that's where my old high school classmate who sat next to me was on my same debate team and on the same quiz team, high school quiz team at Palisades High School. You know, we went through all the same advanced and academic enrichment AP classes, advanced placement, I guess that was. And in other words, we were brainiacs. Michael Medved, who went into radio broadcasting and actually got a huge audience. At one point, it says here, Talkers Magazine listed Medved as one of its heavy 100 most important American talk shows. And according to Talkers, he had 4.75 million listeners weekly and was broadcast on 200 stations. That's big. But it's been pruned back now because in 2018, Medved has hated Donald Trump from the get-go. And he's seething with hatred of Donald Trump. He's a never-Trumper. And I haven't checked up on him in months and months. So anybody out there in the audience is unfortunate enough to listen to Medved's show, let me know if I've missed something, if Medved's had an epiphany. But he's a very stubborn person. I don't think that's likely to happen. Anyway, he's been bashing Trump. So in 2018, Salem replaced his show with a super Trumper, Sebastian Gorka. So they demoted Medved. And now Medved, as of 2022, according to Talkers Magazine, he's moved down the heavy 100 to position number 92. I'm going to have to check in, see what he's doing. How is he bashing Trump? And what does he think he's doing? But, you know, it's a funny story for me because, you know, I went to school with him and, you know, sharing that past, you know, here we've come to diametrical opposite conclusions. Lo, these many years later, he's an old man and I'm an old man. And James, I don't know about whether you're an old man, but...
Yeah, I'm 95 years old.
No, you're not.
Well, not quite.
Not quite. Okay. That's 85. My goal. Okay. That's what I'm trying to achieve. All right. Well, we'll see you again tomorrow night, folks.
And James. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And see you all here in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow, Tuesday. So long.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's SusannasSecret.com. SusannasSecret.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.